Okay, well, let's see if we can get a little closer together. So why don't we put some of these boys' chairs, why don't you stand up, and why don't we just come over here with your chairs so that I'm not so running back and forth here. Why don't you come over with your brother here? Timmy, come over here with, you can sit too, yeah, you can sit in this one right here. Why don't you come over on this side? Come together, bring your chairs with you, if you would. That way I don't have to get whiplash running my head back and forth. Okay. All right, Abby, how about right here? Is this a good spot? Is that okay? All right. Well, thank you for coming up here. I want to show you a picture. This is my little tablet my family got for me a little while ago. And I want to show you my goat. That's my goat. Seen my goat before? See that goat? Goats are interesting. I'll get there, yeah. See the goat? See his horns? He's got big funny horns, doesn't he? Hey? You've seen my goat, haven't you, Wesley? Seen my goat? Yeah, he's seen the goat before. All right. So that's my goat. Before I get going, I'd like to read a verse here in Hebrews, actually two verses in Hebrews chapter 3. And I'd like you to think about something for a moment. Joshua, one of the things he started out with was, we live a short time. I'd like you to keep that in your mind, that we live a short time. That doesn't mean we live this tall. It just means the time period isn't very long. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12, it reads, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." We need to be careful not to get caught up in the deceitfulness of sin. And I'd like to use my goat as an example. You saw his horns. Well, earliest this week, I got a phone call from one of my daughters, and she said my goat was caught in the fence. Now, I know what that fence looks like. She didn't even have to tell me which fence it was. And he was all caught up. That silly goat. Goats. Male goats specifically, or billy goats, whatever you want to call them, they get kind of excited in the fall, late summer, because that's kind of the way God made them. And they like to thrash bushes. Okay? So he takes his horns and he'll take a bush and he'll just thrash it. You know, and just beat it all up. And that's not so bad. That's just the way they are, and that's fine. And that's what goats do. But he doesn't always pay attention. And so it's a lesson for me that I need to pay attention. Because he tried to thrash a bush. He did. That was right next to the fence. So I have an illustration here of a fence. This isn't it. This is what I kind of put together. And these are going to be like the funny little horns that he has. And he put his little horns in that fence. And what should he have done when he found himself in a position he shouldn't have been in? He should have backed out. And then he's got no problem. But sin is deceitful. when we find ourselves in sin, even if we don't find ourselves in sin, it's still deceitful. I mean, I should say, even if we don't find ourselves, if we are in sin, it's still deceitful. And sometimes we think we can handle it. So a goat, a male goat specifically, is long on muscles, short on brains, and he will take his horns and he goes like this with them, and he just messed it all up. He just got all caught up like that. I got another picture I want to show you. Okay. So, in this particular picture, he shows you how he was all caught up in that fence. See that fence, how he was all caught up? His whole head was all mangled in that fence. See how he had all twisted around? He twisted that thing all around his head, and I kind of tugged, and I pulled, and I tried to get it out. But you know what? When you get caught up in sin, or hopefully you won't, but if you ever got caught up in sin like that, you can't just get out. You need help. There's one way, and that's repentance. But we don't repent by ourselves. We have to ask others, meaning God, to forgive us and help us. And then other brothers and sisters help us. As you can see, there I am trying to help that goat. But you know what? Nobody can take that sin away from you. Just like I couldn't get this fence off that goat. I just couldn't do it. So there, I had to do something. Did you see it? Yeah. He's all tangled up there, isn't he? So he got his horns all tangled up in that fence like this. And I had somebody go get me some scissors. Well, shears or tin scissors. And I had to cut that fence away from that goat. I had to get that goat away from that sin, that fence, as quickly as possible so that he could be okay. And then after that, I was able to get him free. Now, there's a part of this story that I didn't tell you. That fence was an electric fence. And that's what sin does. It just kept shocking him and shocking him and shocking him. And he didn't like it. So what did he do? He cried out. And it was kind of a sad cry. You know, it wasn't his normal goat noises. He was not happy. He wasn't angry. He was sad because he kept getting shocked and he couldn't get out. God can help us with others to cut away that sin and put it away. I'd like to read another verse here in Galatians chapter 6. If any man be overtaken in a fault, just like the goat was all caught up in that fence, if any man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. You see, if you've ever dealt with animals that have been in distraught, you can't go in and be all upset, or it gets them all upset, and they get all wound up, and they all get wound up in the fence even more. In a spirit of meekness, you have to be calm and careful. If any man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest thou be also tempted. So this is another part. Maybe this part, maybe only the older ones might be able to understand this one, I'm not sure, but we'll try others. So when I went to help that goat had a smell about him. Some people may know what a male goat smells like in the fall or late summer. Some people may not. But you don't want to go hug him. I'll just say that. Okay? gospel, when you help somebody who is in sin that needs to be cut out so they can be free and forgiven, maybe it'll be you. Maybe you can help somebody. We have to be careful not to smell like them. We have to not get caught up in that temptation. When we get close, we have to be careful. If you want to, you can smell this. I kind of went out this morning and rubbed it on the goat to show you that we need to not join in that same temptation. Did you want to smell it? Did you like that? It's fine? Did you? No, it doesn't. You want to smell that? That smells kind of funny, doesn't it? Well, I'll tell you what, you stick that underneath your chin and let it stay there for a while. It gets not so good. Did you want to? Did you want to smell it? Did you want to smell it? You sure? Did you want to? You sure? Do you want to smell it? Mary, do you want to smell it? Don't get too close. You might get it on the end of your nose. Gotta watch those bushes. So we have to, you know, when we help somebody, then we need to be careful not to join them in their sin. And if it does start to rub off, we need to, as well, help them to get away and get away ourselves. I want to show you just that picture of that goat one more time to show you what that fence looked like before. This is what that fence looked like before. See how nice that was and how it was all crinkled up? Do you see the little bush? That was a bush similar to the one that he did thrash. He got that bush that he thrashed all caught up in that fence and took quite a while to get him out. See how nice that fence used to look? Sometimes sin looks good on the outside. Then when we get all tangled up in it, we can't get out. And that's where we need the help of Jesus to help us out of that sin. And other brothers and sisters can help us with that. And sometimes we can be the ones that help, but we all need to realize that sin is deceitful. And we don't want to get caught up in it. Thank you for your time this morning, and let's go back to our parents.